Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tobin and Leroy.
Leroy Horde was one of the baddest men.
Nah, dude, they call me the kangaroo. Yeah.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better ask about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Still silly sauce with the show in. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes cold takes like a snowman. No proof, I'ma lie about a molding. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded again. What is in store? Like under the seat of the driver's side floor, it's Gucci's galore. So many more, from six in the Mars, never more. Man, I'm from Mars, the damage is done. Silly sauce on unlimited funds. Join us on Twitch for unlimited fun. JFig and Marcos, you with it or what?
Toby Tobin, give two who Tobin is.
No, oh, I think Low Dog's mad about last night.
Why?
I mean, he stunk.
I mean,
and like, so he comes in, he gives me this attitude with the intro of the show. I'm just like, hey, you know, let's keep the main thing of who we're supposed to be mad at, not old Tobes.
If I may. If we look back on this year, everything that we conclude with this team, we saw early on in the year, we refused to accept it.
I would say that they're losing differently now, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I would say, right. I would honestly say the All-Star break has not bared a better team than what they were.
Especially not defensively.
The only thing I would say that's been better since the All-Star break has been the play of Jimmy Butler. But other than that, which they didn't have last night.
Right.
But no, I would say, I can't remember the exact number of it. I'll see if I have it on my phone here. But it was like Anthony Chang had written in the Miami Herald today that the Heat have already like matched the amount of double-digit losses since the All-Star break, which has been 17 games, that they had all year before that.
Right.
So it has been very noticeable that when they lose, they're getting drubbed.
Right.
And that's been here it is. The Heat is out 8-9 since the All-Star break and has six double-digit losses during that 17-game stretch. Miami had just seven double-digit losses in the 59 games before the break.
Right.
And it's been noticeable. It's been noticeable. Like that, not just that they lose, but like they've been getting huge deficits. They've been they have been letting teams blow them out. Because one of the things that's been the staple of the season, I would say beforehand, was a lot of close games. No matter what, close, they'll either win, lose, bounce here or there. Now when they lose, like it's usually not very competitive. Now they got it. Like they put some window dressing on yesterday. Like. Tyler Hero, credit to him yesterday. The only guy apparently who crossed over the border with his talents and wasted effort on Tyler. It was one of Tyler's best games of the season. He was it wasn't Looter and Riot stuff. Like he was awesome. Right. He was setting dudes up. He was making shots all over the place. And it just everybody else, bam. Kevin Love. Gabe Vincent apparently was playing hurt. Lowry, Vic, Struce, the whole lot of them.
You know. If I could look at one thing, one, they're all tarantulas on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
and so the rebounding was ridiculous. Like, I was getting so annoyed.
Yeah.
And then.
How about dude who just wedged the ball on a dunk? I didn't even know you could do that.
And then
that's amazing.
And then if you look at the Heat, and they lost that game with a team that didn't shoot the three well at all.
No, it wasn't the three. Turnovers, right. Fast break points.
Right.
Second and chance points.
Points in the paint.
Yeah.
But, you know, they only had two players that were in double digits.
The Raptors?
The Heat.
Oh, the Heat, yeah.
No, the Raptors had five.
Yeah, the Heat had Bam. It was, and by the way, Bam, it was like, he put some window dressing on that at the end. Like, Bam stunk yesterday. And honestly,
it was Bam and Tyler. That's it.
Yeah, but Bam showed up for that last 4 minute where they almost got it to, like, they got it to 10, and right. Then there was a possession where they missed four wide open shots. Would have cut it to single digits, and then on the other side, I think Poeltl got a layup, made it 12. And so that was it was over from there. But Bam, I thought, in that third quarter, some of the worst basketball I've seen him play. He has not been playing to his capability since the All-Star break.
Toronto has three Bams.
That's fine, but this isn't just a this isn't just this game. Like Fred VanVleet was blowing past Bam.
Right.
Fred VanVleet has not exactly been lighting the world on fire this year. And yesterday was what was frustrating about watching Bam was like you could tell it was like stuff was getting in his head. Like he would like miss a jumper. He like threw up his arms. I don't know if he thought he got fouled or whatnot. And then like flew out of nowhere to try and block a ball that was going over the backboard from Siakam, and he got called for goaltending. I'm like, what did you do that for? Like he was just so in his head all over the place. And yeah, I don't know what it's been since he's come back from the All-Star break. He's been okay. He's been good, but he's not playing at his All-Star level. He's not even close to that. And yesterday was truly subpar. I mean, really, really bad. And Tyler was a man alone trying to keep it going for the team.
That is the definition of looter and a riot.
What do you mean?
You have a great game, and it didn't matter because nobody else is doing it.
Nah, but like he was the only reason like why it wasn't a 30-point game. Like he really was. He couldn't miss. He was setting up his teammates. It wasn't like this inefficient game where like he shot 40 shots. Like. Just nobody else showed up. What are you supposed to do?
I know. This is where we are. You know? If you don't get to the sixth seed and you have to do the play-in, you're going to be nervous. Not because they can't win.
Let me tell you something about the play-in.
But because the way they play, they can lose to anybody.
Let me tell you about the play-in.
What?
They don't want the Heat, dude.
You know who had a great game?
Who?
Cody Zeller.
Yeah.
11 minutes, 7 rebounds.
11 minutes of intangibles. That's what he gives you.
7 rebounds, 6 points in 11 minutes.
He does. Like, listen, Cody.
How big is that mask? Because he doesn't have a small.
He's got a big melon on him.
Right.
He's got a big melon on him. Anyway, let's get some more headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, love? Palmetto Ford, did you have your toys or did Len
he's bringing take them out.
Them? We know trucks.
All right.
That's Miami Heat play-in version, Black Doom.
The Panthers, they're also taking on Toronto tonight, Maple Leafs.
And they're also doing the Heat thing. Oof. Ever since,
Woo!
Ever since you went over there and talked to Bob, things have been terrible.
I didn't go over there. We joined via the magic of Zoom.
Ever since you talked to Bob.
Not fair.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Ever since you talked to Bob, they've been on a slide.
That's not exactly
that
true.
That is exactly true.
They were playing kind of like 500, and now they've been in a 4-game losing streak the last
after you talked to him.
Yeah, but okay, so what? Like, it's just the line of demarcation for time?
Yeah.
The first game after I talked to him, they won.
Wasn't that the game they won 9-5?
No.
Okay.
That was like 3 games later.
That was a good game.
Exciting. Very exciting.
All right, I'm just saying.
I just don't think it's fair. Like, I mean, the Panthers have been a disappointment all year. Not my fault.
I'm starting to get nervous, man. I said that their season.
I'm glad you suck!
You're a traffic cone!
Traffic cone, Ekblad!
It's hard to be a traffic cone in hockey because you're always moving.
Sliding.
It is hard to be a traffic cone.
Oh, wasn't sliding enough.
And I've never heard that. Like, it's easy to tell a basketball. right?
Yep.
Because the guy with the ball blows right by you. You can easily say somebody's a traffic code. But in hockey, they're going a million miles a minute all the time. To call somebody a traffic cone has to be the biggest insult in hockey. Because how you're moving all, constantly.
Marlins, they open up the season tomorrow against the New York Mets. Sandy Alcantara is on the hill against Max Scherzer. 4:10 first pitch. We'll be broadcasting live from Lone Depot Park.
That's a good matchup.
Good matchup.
So what are we doing for the game?
What do you mean?
Are we in? Are we good? Or, yeah. Or are they going to kick us out and say, go get a ticket?
I mean, I'm...
It is the Marlins.
I'm a VIP, dude. Yeah,
it is the Marlins.
But he's...
I found out yesterday, old Tobes.
Yeah.
Running a t-shirt toss.
What?
Yep.
Do they just keep adding to your list of things
to do? Better
and
better things
to do. I'm running a t-shirt toss,
nice.
Dude.
Well,
next thing he's going to tell us is, oh, I forgot to tell y'all, I'll be dressed as Billy the Marlin.
I actually, my new side job. New side job.
You work for the Marlins, dude. Is that?
I don't understand what happened. I was like, really? I thought you guys just wanted me to find
a one man show.
T-shirt toss. I got a lot of games I get to be part of.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, I'm surprised they didn't ask Marcos, the king of games.
They don't know yet.
Jealous?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm running to you. By the way, and so like what I want to do is I want listeners who are there tomorrow, because I'm sure we got a bunch of listeners who are going to go to the game. I want, like, I'm going to give favoritism to somebody who shouts, boots on the ground!
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
If somebody shouts, goosey's galore!
Oh, you get a gun! You get a turn! Are you shooting a... Oh,
nah, see, I think it's a toss.
Wait,
I don't know.
I'm going to get ready to say it. They got to let you redneck the little contraption.
Oh, if I was allowed to use a t-shirt gun, dude.
Oh,
because his whole thing would...
That's the dream.
Toby's whole thing would be, I need something with enough power to get to the upper deck.
Nice. So
he just goes, rats on the ship! That guy's getting a t-shirt.
What if they scream, you're dead to me?
T-shirt.
Yeah,
T-shirt.
Sure. Anything show-worthy, that's it. Yeah.
That's getting a t-shirt.
You can say half moon.
Wait. What is Schmeez and Schmolnik?
Go to hell!
Yeah.
It's Schmeez.
So are we going to meet in our same meeting place?
I mean, we're doing the broadcast there, first of all. So like,
oh, and are we doing it in the perch up there?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I think we're in the booth. I think we're in the booth is where we're doing the broadcast tomorrow.
Whose booth?
The Marlins booth.
Oh, and then they gonna run us up out of there?
I don't know.
Oh, you?
I mean, they're not running us up out of there. Like, I'm there for the game. I'm sure you guys are gonna be there for the game too. I'm not gonna kick you out.
They're escorting us out.
Nobody's just escorting you guys out.
Yeah, you know how to like the Heat do that. We go in the morning. They say, "Hey, be out of here by 5. We got payers coming in. People paying coming in."
They don't do that.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
What if we go over there during the day?
What if we park during the day?
When we park.
We go there before the season starts.
All right, fine.
Don't worry.
I'm always worried when you're involved.
Why?
Because.
I'm sure. Look, dude, they're not going to kick us out after that. I'm doing the t-shirt toss.
They say he can't do the t-shirt toss. Why? He doesn't have a ticket.
T-shirts. Okay. We'll take a quick break. You guys can text the show at 305-567-0560. You're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. The channel is Miami 560 WQAM. Back with more after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 o'clock here on the program.
I got to tell you.
Yes, sir.
We have some very interesting conversations during the break.
What'd you talk about?
We talked about Biddle Honey.
Gross.
Yeah. It's a candy as a kid.
I've never heard of what you were talking about.
Biddle Honey. Yeah, I had to. Because I thought you said
bits of honey.
Okay.
No, because it really doesn't taste like honey.
Why do they always say hush, hush, hush?
That's how they talk, dude.
It really doesn't sound like it tastes like honey. And
so it's just honey. It's just like
I can't explain it, but I will say this: it is one of those candies that you eat that if you have a loose tooth, is coming out.
And a retainer?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, it's the worst. I don't even remember
talking about the honey.
Yes, because it's Biddle Honey, but it's not honey.
Why'd they make it in the first place?
I don't know. It's like I can't explain the
Who
taste.
Who asked for it?
I don't know. Look.
Honey sucks.
Look, as a kid, right?
Yep.
If your nana, your mima, your aunt, or favorite friend's mom say, you guys want a piece of candy? You just say yes.
Yeah, but aren't you supposed to just like put it in your pocket? Or are you like, yeah, like watching you eat it?
You better eat that in front of me.
What? You know what? Do it. Test it out. Yeah.
I'm gonna see what happens. But
wait,
watch you eat it.
Honey sucks though. Like it's not even the best. Like honey bun, way better. Honey boo boo, way better than that. honey is just garbage. No one likes honey.
Honey the movie with Jessica Alba.
Oh, that's a good one.
I feel like you're coming out quite strong here and saying honey is garbage. Like honey is delightful.
Honey, okay, what do you put with honey? Not, what do you eat when you're sick?
The only time I eat honey is for a hot
Winnie
toddy.
The Pooh, dude?
Time I eat honey is when I have a hot toddy.
Yeah, but if you need honey for certain ingredients, honey mustard. If you need honey,
that's good.
That sucks. Honey mustard sucks. Honey barbecue, honey mustard. I don't need sweet.
Little honey dip. Little honey dip if you want on some chicken nuggets. Oh, no. Delightful. They don't really do just honey anymore.
Dip?
Yeah, you never dip some chicken nuggets
in honey?
They
used to do it at McDonald's.
No
way.
No.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. You
I
don't think
sweet
that's
and sour sauce.
Dip,
obviously
dipping
not.
Honey. I do. You know what I like? They quit making it. Just hot mustard. Just spicy mustard.
It's also gross.
I think that one was good. I don't remember.
Yeah. Nah. You guys got it all wrong.
Sweet I think you got. I mean, like
but
sweet
honey,
sour is the goat. I mean, there's no.
Yeah,
yes, that's
it
the
is
goat.
Not. Sweet sour is that's the goat.
Sweet and sour.
Each bite, I go sweet and sour. Then the next bite, barbecue, and then I go back and forth.
You sound ridiculous.
Really?
Wow.
First of all,
you dance.
I'm an adult.
Is that a nugget dance?
That's what I do when I eat my nuggets.
I'm an adult,
mm-hmm.
And when I'm eating my meat, I want savory, and when I'm going sweet, I'm going dessert. I don't like.
But you barely dessert.
Exactly. You don't like dessert. You're not.
Dessert. I just don't like.
Can I just tell you something?
What?
You're not a lover of sweets.
I do. I do love sweets.
No, you don't.
Here.
No, you don't.
Let me tell you my go time.
You don't love sweets.
This time of year.
You treat sweets.
That's why he's okay giving it up for Lent.
No, that's not true.
It is true. You treat sweets like Mike Mordecai. Like a pinch hitter every now and then.
What?
A utility role guy. Mm. You know?
No, what are you talking about?
You treat it like John Birdie.
This is like championship season. This is March Madness for me because I like peanut butter eggs.
Oh,
I like
stop.
What?
You get them after Easter anyway.
Yeah, enough of the eggs. Yeah. Too.
You waiting for them eggs?
I might just bring them in. I might bring them to the stadium tomorrow just to toy with you.
Won't even bother me. I don't like cake because I don't like that icing. The icing is disgusting.
Yeah, I know, and you don't like ice cream.
What's going on,
but
dude?
I eat ice cream, but got to have some ice cream.
Like I said, you treat it like Mike Mordecai.
You don't like Froyo either.
Yeah, you don't.
What do you like?
Marcos?
He don't even like toppings on his Froyo.
You're a grown-ass man.
Honey Froyo.
Stop saying Froyo.
Too many syllables.
Honey Froyo, good.
Honey Froyo?
Ew,
yeah,
what?
Dude.
No
honey Froyo.
Way, dude.
That's a terrible take.
I'd rather have normal bunches of oats instead of honey bunches of oats.
You know what? I think.
Oh, honey bunches
honey
of oats.
Cheerios.
Great cereal.
Oh, wait, those are good. Those are good.
I think that bees all over the world just flew by and shook their head. Honey ice cream.
What,
yeah,
why
that's
not?
Disgusting.
This is what
yeah,
all
I think
of our
you
work.
It there,
yeah,
that's
right.
Gross, dude.
What do you mean?
I think one of the funniest things was when Stugatz was a bee assiter.
Nature bee. Yeah. Remember when that guy used to call in? We had him call in for like live call-ins for Sid, and he was like in Honolulu.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, what are you getting? So he's getting up at like 4 a.m. to call in for his live read.
Yeah.
Crazy. Legend, though. Legend.
Yeah. So, big news.
Yeah.
D-Wade.
Going to the Hall of Fame.
Going to the Hall of Fame. It was just long time coming.
Well, it's getting announced. It's getting announced this weekend. It's getting announced. So it's a monster class, but I like the fact that he is on top of all of the announcements.
Well, most would consider he's the third best shooting guard.
Yes.
So, why wouldn't he beat her?
A lot of people kissed Dirk's ass. I was worried that people were going to be like, oh, best international player of all time, Dirk Nowitzki. Nah, you're going after D-Wade. Greg Popovich going
oh,
so, in as well.
So Dirk didn't go in?
Yeah, he went in.
Okay, yeah.
But he's being lit. But like on all the headlines, D-Wade is numero uno.
Right. So who all went? Dirk?
Dirk, D-Wade. Powell,
Pop.
And I believe Candace Parker.
Candace Parker, yeah. Was she the first one to dunk? She was the first one to dunk.
I think isn't that Lisa Leslie?
Lisa Leslie.
So, stacked class.
Yep.
Stacked class. A lot of people, D-Wade's, he kicked their ass. So, that's good.
Or kicked his ass.
Once. And it was LeBron's fault. He didn't kick his ass.
It's true.
No, it is true. Go look at D-Wade's stats.
The wall of J.J. Barea.
Yeah. Like, come on. It was LeBron's fault.
People don't forget.
Hey, if we're going to give him his flowers, we got to talk about his failures.
Mm,
you know? Wow. FNF.
We don't talk about Jordan's failures.
You know.
Because you know he did fail for like 6 years.
Okay.
I don't know if he failed.
I mean, you wouldn't know it because in the last dance, they breezed by it.
Breezed by it all the way until he started winning championships when he was like 27.
Yeah.
They're like, he won a dunk contest and then a championship.
You know, I don't know how long D-Wade failed?
Two years.
Wow.
2 years.
And would have only taken him one if his ribs didn't get hurt.
Yeah. I mean, and rookie year, he did win a playoff
game. They could have easily brought Shaq in, won two championships, and then shipped Fat Shaq off.
Yep.
But because of the way
they
did the first year,
yeah.
Now you got like, yeah. But he was still gone up 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yep.
Still deserves to be in the Rafters.
He was big.
Did you see, by the way, he got his hip replaced.
Whoa, I did see that.
Yeah.
Wow. Already in the gym,
though. It's a big hip.
That is a big hip.
Said he's coming for all the LA Fitness ballers.
Ooh.
Better watch out.
Well, the first thing you got to do, Shaq, is drop a couple of LBs.
He's been looking good, though.
Him and Chuck.
Yeah. He's been looking good. But, yeah, that is awesome. D-Wade going to the Hall of Fame. Not surprised.
No, not surprised.
I kind of want to go.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want to go. Where is it, Massachusetts?
You can go.
I hope not.
Is it in Massachusetts?
I don't know if I can go.
That's a downside.
I don't know if I can go with you. You can go. Isn't that something?
I understand that.
Isn't that the most amazing thing?
Hmm?
That the Hall of Fame of basketball is in Boston.
Is it in Boston? Springfield.
Nah, it's in Springfield, yeah.
Okay.
Homer Simpson there.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, what are we, like, dancing around the edges?
Are you worried?
I'm not worried.
Jaylen Brown.
I'm just saying. Jaylen Brown's worried and he plays there.
Get me out of here.
And he's not the first player to say that.
No.
I mean, and for some reason, they just ignore it, right? They just blow right by it.
He's just in a mood today, Jaylen. Don't worry. He'll be fine. We'll give him an ovation.
He was not amused.
No, he wasn't. He was not at all.
I don't blame him. Good for him, though. Good for him. Like, you think, oh, if you just chat me up and clap me up a game that takes away all of my experiences that I had in this town?
Mm-hmm.
He cannot wait to get the hell up
out of
there.
He can't wait to get out of there.
And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be bad if he's not there.
That's why I'm tagging it. Just tagging it.
Any other way to tag it?
Luka. And I tell you who else.
Oh, he's upset.
Might be one of the upcoming close. Dame Dalla.
Ooh.
They shut him down for the season.
They
shut him down for the season for the last half dozen games. And
why?
Because they're trying to tank.
Oh. And he ain't about that?
He's not about that.
So, here's what I was
You got to feel like he's eventually.
Would you tag You don't tag Dame. You don't have to tag Dame. Because Dame is, he pretty much keeps it real. He says he wants to be there. I take him at his word. Oh, no. If you hear something, then, you know, you can put the ears on them streets to hear what's happening.
Yeah, I want to put the ear.
I'm not tagging Luka.
Why?
As great as Luka is, he's a bit of a diva.
Oh, he's a diva.
Right.
So is Jimmy.
No. Different type of diva, though.
How so?
Because Jimmy may complain, Jimmy may curse, Jimmy may get mad. But Jimmy plays all out all the time. Luka, every time something happened, he have a 5-minute conversation while everybody else playing basketball.
Yeah,
I can't do it. No,
he makes up for lost time.
No, right? No.
You're not. Let me just say this. You're not interested in Luka Doncic playing for the Heat. He's just not your type of dude.
I'm trying to make him a Heat type of dude.
It happen. We're gonna have Gogi here.
Is this happening again?
Dude, Gogi is 50 damn years old.
I don't care. Let him go. I miss him.
You don't miss him? You just said he was dead to you a week ago.
No, that's not true.
You did.
When he went to the Bucks?
Yeah.
I wasn't happy about it.
He seems to be very happy.
I know. They got him.
I mean, you know what's crazy about this basketball season? In all honesty, what's crazy? We talk about everything. We talk about LeBron. We talk about Golden State. We talk about, ooh, look who's tanking. We talk about the Knicks resurgence. We talk about the Nets still hanging in there. We talk about Boston just like they're looking like they're struggling or whatever. Jaylen Brown or whatever. The Milwaukee Bucks just have gone through this season bulldozing everybody. And we just go, hey, that's Milwaukee.
Boring.
Isn't that crazy? There's never been any talk about Milwaukee.
The only thing that I found interesting is that Giannis is horny. That's it.
He is very,
very horny.
Why is he? I don't know.
Giannis is very in love. Good for him.
Yeah, for sure.
What does that have to do about being horny?
Goes on Mrs. Giannis's Instagram all the time with emojis.
Yeah. Also, wasn't he trying to copyright certain weird?
Yeah. He wanted a Greek freak in the sheets.
Yeah, like wasn't it something strange?
Yeah, like Giannis is going to be he's making a bunch of love products.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Bam might want to beat him to it. The Bam Bam Room, something like that.
Ooh, you know?
Maybe they can collab
instead of the Brick Room.
Oh, that'd be nice. I don't know what's going on with him. He might need a slump buster.
Hey. They're available.
Sheesh. Back after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Lying somewhere in the sands of time, but I watch the world flow to the dark side of the moon.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. The channel Miami 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 o'clock. Hey, music fans, Three Doors Down coming to Meisner Park in Boca this September, and we've got your chance to win tickets. All you have to do is go to the contest page at WQM.com and enter, and you could be seeing Three Doors Down. This is a Live Nation show. Those tickets courtesy of Live Nation. For more great concerts, go to LiveNation.com. Are you happy now? Is it moving?
No, because, well, you know what? Here's the problem.
There is no problem.
Oh! Professional JFig is trying to tell me how to do everything, and then I just hit a button and it worked. I say, oh, tap lock. All that other stuff was garbage. I didn't need all that other stuff. I said, how did I make my camera move?
I was showing you how to move it yourself.
I didn't want to move it myself. I wanted to move by.
I just want to know why you're such a child when it comes to technology.
I am no longer going over.
Over.
He's making fun of the way I say things.
Well,
he says it's the Hispanic and Latina in me.
Oh, no. Yes. You pronounce V's like B's. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I mean, I've never thought of JFig as having a very thick accent.
But she still pronounces her V's like B's.
Well, listen, I mean, I don't even know how to spell enjoy, so like, we'll call it even.
That's a good point.
Dude, I golfed with a guy on Monday.
Yep.
His name was Travis.
Kelsey?
No.
No.
Parker.
I called him a moonshiner. Because that's... You know how you watch the Moonshine Show, how people talk?
Take it easy. You're getting towards, it feels like you're saying something a little bit dicey.
No.
A moonshiner?
No. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, just like he lived in the woods, like he was like kind of like.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't like being called a moonshiner.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Do you live in the woods?
Let's stick with intangibles.
Mm. No, he wasn't intangible. He wasn't intangible. No.
So what was he, a hillbilly? Redneck?
Mm. Yeah, just say it, Leroy.
Just say it, Leroy.
Just come out with it, dude.
You're down the right path.
I gotta
path.
Tell you.
Yes! Yes!
Okay. You talk to me, yes! Call me a moonshiner. I won't fancy that. I don't think that's right proper.
It's true.
What are you trying to say?
What you trying to say there, Leroy? You trying to say I'm out here trying to make Hundy proof in the woods?
Woods?
Where's the H?
See, look, he's putting H's.
I ain't trying to say anything.
What you trying to say there?
I wasn't trying to say anything.
You trying to say that my liquor could light up a forest fire with one flick of the wrist? What you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
Hey, let me tell you. Yeah, we had some fun on that golf course.
Now, why you say it like that? It's hood.
What?
Hood.
What in the hell are you doing?
I tell you one thing. I say this. You call me a moonshiner, I'm saying you're harassing me. I don't like it. I don't like it.
He put an extra H in there. First of all, if you're going to talk like a moonshiner, you ain't saying Harris.
We say Harris, you know? You ever hear that old fable, Tortoise and the Hares?
What? No, that's not.
Where's this going? No.
Slow and steady wins the race.
I've heard that show, Leroy and the Idiot.
What I'm telling you is the heat going about this like the tortoise. Don't you worry. You know, everybody's catnapping, sitting there like the Hares.
They're going to a gunfight with a water gun.
What?
That's what the heater doing.
With a pistol, like a mock gun?
Yeah.
It looks like one, but it doesn't shoot bullets?
Yeah. I would look. At this point, you just hope for the best and hope that you see something different than you've seen. Because if you are looking for something long term or for a substantial amount of time, they haven't done it all year. And so, like, I don't know how the only saving grace they would have ever had was being able to play at home. because at least you can, you know, have some kind of advantage before you go on the road.
V21 just goes, I'm uncomfortable.
About what? You talking like a redneck?
I guess so.
Yeah, see, it's not me, it's you.
What do you mean?
It's not me, it's you!
Fella, you coming out here calling me a moonshiner. I'm not going to take kindly to it.
One of his many backstories. You know,
now let me go stroke on this par four.
Which is strange.
How was his golf?
Oh, yeah, exactly. How was his golf?
I mean, we... Like, here's what... I'll tell you this. I know I'm always going to have a good time. Because
mm-hmm.
I know the guys. But here's how you know what level golfer you're playing with. There's many ways you can answer a question. You say, so, how long you been playing? You know, I played in high school, played some in college, and, you know, now I'm just a recreational guy. I don't take it as serious. That's a guy that, he can work his way around the golf course. But then there's these guys. They donate money to an event. They play the one or two times a year. And I say, so how long you been playing? Including today?
I've done that. I've done that before.
So, but no, because I've known. So I've literally known the guys I golf with.
So when he Adam shanked it, did he go, doggone it?
No, he actually wasn't terrible.
Huh.
Because they don't play. Like, there was a couple of guys that just don't play.
Tell you what, up here in Loxahatchee, we got owl fever.
And I also realize, you know, you haven't gotten to that age yet where you used to eat things and then you eat them again and then you realize your ass is too old for your stomach to be trying to weed its way through that.
Mm-hmm.
There was Hooters wings on about hole 7. And I knew better because, you know, when they open up the pan, like if you ever had Hooters wings, they are delicious. But they are the greasiest wings you will ever eat in your life.
Also one of the things that makes FAU such a special team, their Hooters wings.
Jesus.
Come on, that's a
minus
point.
One.
What? No way.
What? Protest!
No. Jay Fink?
That's ridiculous.
Jay Fink, you did laugh at that, though. So what do you think?
Well, because
that deserves a point, dude.
First of all,
you had successes from their Hooters wings.
I was laughing at Leroy's reaction to it.
They got owl fever up in Palm Beach, dude. I'm telling you right now. I was watching the news today. They were doing the owl thing. They were doing the goggles.
Oh, they have a...
Woo-hoo. Yep, they were doing that.
That's pretty cool.
The news
So
anchors.
They're the only ones that can do the three goggles. Yeah, how about that?
I'm telling you right now.
So
up here in Loxahatchee, we love us some owls.
Who do you think has the best chance to win?
Loxahatchee.
My coach, Dusty. Because his name is Dusty May. You ever hear of a coach like that? That's a basketball coach. You know, he walked in. He said he was in tears when he walked in. And he said, I don't know about these facilities. But you want to know something about facilities? Sometimes they come, sometimes they go. But basketball lasts forever. And old coach Dusty got
That's
it done.
Faculties, you moron.
You know, it's like they say, the field mouse is fast, but the owl sees at night. And the game's at night, fella. It's coming for us. FAU, hoot hoot. So, Loxahatchee's going to go crazy.
Who do you think has the best chance to win? The Canes or FAU?
I mean, I'm going to pick the Canes, I feel like. But honestly, like, I'm not going to sit here and act
the
like
the Canes are playing the favorite.
Yeah, no, that is true. Easier path for the Owls. Going up against San Diego State.
I mean, that San Diego State-Creighton game was hard to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Did you see the Kansas State coach go in, though, after FAU? And he was like, you guys are the toughest team we played all year. You mm-hmm. go, I thought that was cool. I like when the opposing coach does it.
I mean.
Except for that Monty Williams. I mean, he's a bit of a, you know, show pony.
Wait.
Cry, baby.
You can't. Hold on. Whiny. You can't say nothing bad about Monty.
Oh, Monty Williams,
complainer,
dude. Let me tell you what he's been doing all year. Whining.
It's true.
That's what he's been doing.
Chris Paul's got to him.
Every game he loses. Oh, look at the free throw discrepancy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does every single game. Monty Williams, let's go already.
That team is full of whiners, though.
Yep.
Devin Booker, KD.
You think, speaking of the Suns, you think James Jones is going to, you know, venture off to Houston, watch his Canes? Or too busy during the regular season?
Wow. It depends on where they're playing, and it shouldn't be that hard because there's still six games left, and you ain't got to do nothing.
See where
all you would be doing is watching your team anyway.
Right.
When do they play? Friday or Saturday?
Let's see.
Friday they're at home in Phoenix. That's not too far, is it?
From Houston? I mean, it's not close.
He's got a private jet.
Yeah, they got
probably.
Those.
And he's got that new owner.
Oh, yeah. Got to spend some money.
And he's got to be in OKC. That's actually kind of works out for him.
Oh, it's heading
he can
in
do the
right
game,
direction.
Go to Houston, and then just, you know, hop on up to OKC if you want to go for the road. And then they host the Spurs on Tuesdays. Hey, he's got time.
Man.
Maybe JJ
can
will be
you
there.
Believe, like, how big a game would it have been for Houston? They didn't even make it.
I'm sure it would have been.
Final Four.
Old Mattress Mac, tough one for him.
Oh, man.
Who the hell's Mattress Mac?
He's that guy from Houston who makes the really big gambling bets.
Oh,
remember, he bet on the Astros.
Right.
You know, anytime it's a Houston team, he bets a whole heap of money.
He bet a lot on Houston.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. You like who would be the FAU? Like is Hockman like the Mattress Mac for FAU?
It's got to be someone. He didn't even go there.
That's all right.
FAU notable alumni.
Carrot Top,
Mark Hockman. No, I'm kidding. Carrot Top didn't. Yeah.
Carrot Top went to FAU.
What did he do to his body?
He got shredded.
Got shredded.
Shred City.
But he got muscles on his face.
Possibly illegally. Oh my God! Yeah, he's not looking.
I don't think anything. Right.
Yeah. Devin Singletary.
Okay,
no, that's all. Oh.
All right, Buffalo running back.
Yeah,
I don't think he's with Buffalo anymore.
Okay.
He just left, right?
I like him even more now.
I do, too. Makes me like him more, too. Get the hell away from Josh Allen.
This is probably going to be one of those years where halfway through the season we're going to go.
We were talking about this yesterday because somebody on the sales staff is going to the Final Four. And that's that's got to be one of the cooler events to go to. You been?
I've been to three of them.
Three of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a life.
You went to all Fab Five?
I went to two Michigan ones, and then I went to one in New Orleans.
Oh, that's cool.
But
that's a cool event?
Yeah. Huh?
It's a cool event to go to?
Yeah, because it's like All-Star game, but you get real games.
That's awesome.
Because they have All-Star weekend, they have three-point contests, they have a dunk contest, they have the men versus women, the women's winner versus the men's women three-point contest. It's really cool. They have the dunk contest, and then you get two incredible games. Well, three games.
Yeah.
So, I, in fact, I was just going, and I was going to leave if Michigan didn't win, but they won, so I stayed, and I'm glad I did. But it's different than the other sports because when they have gatherings like this, it's only two teams. This is four teams, and you get two games. So it's pretty cool.
Can't wait. Canes, UConn, 8:49 on Saturday night at Energy Stadium. Is it Energy Stadium? Like, are they trying to be cute there?
Or
was it NRG? Or yeah. What am I supposed to pronounce it? Energy.
Yeah, that's the company. It's NRG.
But is it? But do they?
Energy. Yeah.
But is it energy?
Yeah.
Are they trying to be cute?
Well, no. You got to do it that way because energy might have already been taken.
Fair point.
Mm.
Listen, as long as they didn't go with crypto, you know.
Yeah, true. What if they did? INNERG.
Don't ever name your company Enron.
Yeah, that's true.
That's got to be crazy though. Watching in a football stadium, watching a basketball game.
They do all the time.
I know, but it's got to be a crazy.
The Carrier Dome, the Superdome.
I feel like it happened. Didn't San Antonio?
San Antonio does it.
That did not look fun though.
Didn't they do basketball in Jerry's World?
Sure. I went to a boxing match at Jerry's World, and I could not stop staring at that screen.
It's massive.
Yeah, it's so big.
Remember they used to do it. They used to do it in Houston at the. What was it called? The Astrodome. Didn't they do it there? Yeah.
I feel like you can barely see when you do that, though.
I went up high because I had friends up there, but my seats were a little bit lower. And, yeah, you're just there for the atmosphere at that point.
Yeah, that's what I'm
because
saying.
if you weigh up there, like, you can enjoy a football game, but you're still doing a little squint.
For sure.
But right? To get the particulars, which you can get. Sometimes I like looking from up high because it's almost like the all 22.
I do have an announcement from Galen, by the way, regarding the Canes.
Whoa.
Programming note.
Whoa.
Whoa.
The Canes' Final Four game against UConn on Saturday
yes.
is on 104.3 The Shark.
Really?
All right. Rock out Even with your shark out.
Because the heat play.
I don't make the rules. I don't know what they are. I'm
what?
Just letting.
Wait,
programming note for everybody.
I know these rules are set before the season, so everybody just relax. Let me have some fun with this.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me mm-hmm. that we're going to have to hunt for the Final Four game,
mm-hmm.
but we can see some heat in Orlando.
Listen to some heat magic. Mavericks.
Mavericks.
Yes.
Mavericks, magic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more accessible on FM channels. That's a good thing.
See,
right?
I'm a big fan.
Yeah,
ever since we moved and did the HD thing,
yeah.
I'm a big fan of FM radio.
Well, look,
sports.
It's going to be on 104.3 The Shark.
Yes.
Joe Zagacki has the call, of course. Pre-game starts at 8 o'clock. Tip off 8:49 this Saturday.
849
UConn on 104.3
so,
The Shark. FM 104.3
You know what's going to happen?
Rock out with your shark out.
FAU's going to win. And you know what that's going to do?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to put even more eyes on Miami.
For sure.
Could you imagine FAU play Miami for a national championship?
Crazy.
Like you're one game away.
Can't lose, though.
Who?
Like, if we do go against FAU, it's going to be a great story. I'm going to have fun.
Oh, so you're going like...
No, no.
So you're going to call the season a failure if FAU makes it, not the Canes?
I'm just saying. Like,
no. Here's what, I thought he meant can't lose because both teams are from down here. I'm like, oh, that's terrible.
No. I'm not playing both sides there. You know, respect to FAU, but I didn't even know you had a basketball program. I would feel horrible.
Wow.
That's my ignorance. It's not there.
No,
it's not a testament to them.
Listen, I can't get mad at you.
Yeah.
Because Fonz was the biggest fraud of them all.
Yeah.
Right? So he calls me and says, hey, you know, my guys just won the championship. I say, okay, they won their conference championship. So then I look them up. Wow, 31-3. Then I see they were at, 9 seed? Right? So I'm looking at who they played. I picked them to win the first game. Right? But that was it. And then he's like, ooh. So they win the second and go to Sweet 16. Next thing you know, in comes Fonz. He's got an FAU shirt on.
Yeah,
right?
For him. I like it.
Now he's got a tournament shirt, a Final Four shirt.
I like it.
A hat.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow,
works
dude.
Quick.
What are you doing?
Hoot hoot.
Hoot hoot.
Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.